Com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour number two of the program. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls, and we'll start with Jeremy in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys, y'all give me a lot to think about, you know, on that subject with the child molesters and the sex offenders. Personally, I think child molesters shouldn't even go to trial or anything. I think they should have a DNA test. If they're found guilty through DNA, then hang them on the spot, you know, and...
Well, you can't really find somebody guilty without a trial, Jeremy. I mean, you've got to have a trial.
And the same goes with violating women. That's, you know, the same thing goes for them. But
don't you think it's possible that some of these folks can change, Jeremy? Or are you just willing to just kill them all?
Yeah, kill them all. Let God sort them out.
All right. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. What can you say to that? I mean, they obviously believe that if you make, if you do something wrong, that you should be, you should have your life taken from you. I think that's a little extreme.
I don't think, I see where they're coming from, and I think there are crimes that deserve more punishment than others, and I can see making death one of the penalties for a crime. Now, however, I do believe that a government government is the worst entity in the world to be giving the power to kill its citizens. But I understand where they're coming from, and the depravity that must be going on in these people's minds.
Wouldn't it be more productive to have this individual essentially paying back their victim instead of just putting them to death, have them toiling away for the rest of their lives trying to make good?
Is it possible that somebody's criminally insane, Ian?
Of course, that's possible.
So what are you going to do with the criminally insane?
That's an interesting idea. I mean, if they're dangerous to others, they should be. I think they should be locked away. And there was actually
their whole life?
Well, I don't know about that. As long as they're dangerous, I think. If they're dangerous to others, then
I think
they
become a quadriplegic, you'd be willing to let them out.
Well, they certainly aren't going to be molesting anyone as a quadriplegic.
Well, in a libertarian world, they're not going to be eating if they're a quadriplegic either.
Yeah, and I think that as far as what can be done for those or with those people, if they're really insane and dangerous, then I like some of the suggestions that were proffered in The Market for Liberty, which is an excellent book you can get free over at book.freetalklife.com. But one of the suggestions was you might be able to essentially use them for turn them over to, you know, the medical establishment and have tests run on them. Be something, right?
It's a way for them to make money to restitute their victims.
Much more useful than just putting them, just dumping their body somewhere. Be useful to humanity if you ran tests on these people. 800-259-9231, perhaps to figure out what's wrong in their heads, so hopefully it can be solved in the future. We continue here with your calls about what you want and your comments on anything. And we go to Phil, listening to WFTL in Florida. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm curious to know why Bill Clinton, what category does he fall under? We know he's a sexual predator, but why isn't he a sexual offender and been charged? Gosh, he went through quite a bit of women with this problem he has.
But now, what's the definition of a sexual predator?
A friend of mine had sex with 300 women. I don't think that he belongs in prison. At least he told me that that's how many it was. I mean, he could have been lying. I don't know.
What's the definition in your mind of a sexual predator, Phil?
Ted Kennedy for one, Bill Clinton for another, Jesse Jackson, they're all...
I don't think you can give names as a definition.
All of them. I mean, they go after women and they, I mean, no bones about it. They spend a great deal of their time.
Well, wait, so
a ladies' man is a sexual predator? Is that what you're saying?
No, the ladies' man's a gentleman.
So, I'm sorry, can you give me a better definition of what a sexual predator is without naming names?
I guess it'd be a whoremonger.
A whoremonger?
A man who just preys on, spends a great deal of time on sex.
So if
I think a whoremonger's a pimp.
No, a whoremonger is...
like a person, a John, who goes to whores a lot.
Not a pimp. A whoremonger is a very horny man.
So a sexual predator in your definition is a horny man?
Yes.
who will go and do, presumably have sex, consensual sex with women, right? You're talking
consensual,
about
consensual. Exactly, consensual, sure.
Well, then what's the problem? Are you just jealous or something? I don't really
know. No, I just want some white.
He just wants to say the politician's names that he doesn't like.
Why Clinton hasn't been charged with some sex offense?
But he had consensual sex with people. End of story. Thanks for the call.
So I'm
sorry. I don't like
he's
politicians.
He's right, by the way, on what a whoremonger is. Now, I wondered about this. A fishmonger sells fish. However, a whoremonger is someone who consorts with whores.
I see.
So therefore, by that definition of what a monger would be, and I thought a monger was a salesman, and I've always heard whoremonger used in the fashion that he used it, and I always thought that was a poor use of it. But apparently he's right, and it makes no damn sense at all.
You know what it's what's amusing to me, Mark, is the people that harp on Bill Clinton, they pick things like his sex life to point out. Not the fact that he dropped bombs on innocent people around the world. Not the fact that he's a corrupt politician. I'm sure they understand all of that. But what do they focus on? People like that last caller, Jim, or Phil, rather. They focus on the sex life. He should be brought up on sex charges because he had sex with women? Isn't that what guys do? Isn't that what people do? They have sex
lucky,
with one another?
Do.
Yeah, men are interested in spreading their seed biologically. Women are interested in being impregnated biologically. I'm being very general. Obviously,
yes,
there are exceptions to this. I don't have the same. I believe I have the same sex drive as many men, and my lady does not have an interest in being impregnated. So there are certainly exceptions. But generally, people like to do the nasty. That's what they do. It's one of the most natural things that comes to us. We eat, we sleep, and we reproduce. So if men and women are engaging in activities consensually, there's no crime there. If you want to pick on Bill Clinton, there are a lot of other things you can pick on Bill Clinton about, being involved in Washington, D.C.
Well, if you pick on Bill Clinton about those things, then you'll have to pick on George Bush about those things. And George Bush was a saint.
You mean as far as in the bedroom is concerned?
No, as far as these people that are picking on Bill Clinton are concerned.
Oh, right, right. Well, I mean, they're all the same to me. Bill Clinton, George Bush, Ronald Reagan, Barack Obama.
You've invoked the ghost of Ronald Reagan.
All
your butt
cut.
Is in trouble. Why don't you just say that we shouldn't have been involved in World War II?
We should not have been.
Take the next call, please.
We continue. Thank you. Thank you. Let's talk to Jim, listening to WSCFM. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. Y'all have a very interesting show, as always.
Thank you.
Interesting's usually an insult.
That's well, right. Take it as you will.
Go ahead.
It's your show.
Thank you.
No, this whole thing with the sex offenders, it's really close to me because I have a 17-month-old and also have 3 grandkids. So you're talking to someone who would literally lay down their life to protect the child.
Okay.
When I look at my child, and I'm sure y'all feel the same way, as most people probably do, when I look at my child and I think about hurting him, and I'm talking about corporal punishment, just spanking, I just can't do it.
Good for you.
Because to cause hurt in him, it would just kill me.
It amazes me, the parents that spank their children and think very little of it. It really does. I think that you're teaching your kids that violence solves problems, and I think that's really dangerous. So congratulations to you for avoiding that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I hope it'll make him a better person as he grows older. But getting back to the sex offender, I tend to agree with you. In a perfect world, the government would come up with rules and regulations and laws that would actually make sense.
In a perfect world, the government wouldn't exist.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
I think people, just by their very nature, need some guidelines.
What you don't need, let me tell you this, and I want to make sure we have enough time to talk to you about this, so we're going to bring you back here if necessary, but what you don't need is tomes and tomes of legislation attempting to cover every particular iteration of any crime that any human can imagine to write all this stuff down so where nobody could possibly know what all of the rules are. I think all you really need are a couple of simple rules, and one of them is do no harm. honor your agreements, and do no harm. I think that's it. I think that's all you really need. Everything else could be judged on an individual case-by-case basis based on what sort of harm was done and what kind of restitution needs to be paid. So I want to get your thoughts on that. We'll come back with more of you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
When it's time for you to set your goals, think simple, S-I-M-P-L-E. S is for specific. Specify exactly what you are and what you want to accomplish. I is for in writing. Write it down. M is for measurable. Know exactly what you're going for. P is for possible. Make all your goals realistic. L is for limited in time. Use time limits for performance goals. And E is for enticing. Reward yourself when you reach your goals. And I don't mean with chocolate cake either. S-I-M-P-L-E. It will put you on a path to making your weight loss goals achievable. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. That's KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything just by dialing toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we've got live streams on our website, freetalklive.com. You can go there and experience broadband, dial-up, and even webcam versions of the show, all completely free, at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of SACL CAI, who's our phone sponsor, is also the major sponsor of the show. They do collections, early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables. They'll handle all of your company's accounts receivable needs. If you love this show, you love people that do things for liberty in this country and don't just talk about it, use SACL CAI. That's SACL CAI, and you can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's on the upper right-hand corner of the page.
As we continue here, your calls about anything. We talked to, or we're going back to, rather, Jim in Charleston listening to WSC-FM. Jim, your continued thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, going back to the sex offenders, I think you have to put pedophiles, those that stalk and assault children, in a special category all their own. And
I agree.
The reason I say that, I think, I don't believe that pedophiles can be cured. And the reason I say that is if, let's just say I'm talking to a person who is gay, a man, and I show him a picture of a woman who's naked, is that going to arouse anything? If he's truly gay, no, because his brain is not wired that way. You show a pedophile a nude photograph of a woman, is that going to do anything for, you know, him? No, because
not really.
His brain wired differently.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I don't think they can be cured. And in that same light...
Is it possible you're wrong?
I'm not an expert.
Okay.
But I'm just applying some common sense here.
Have men been, any men that you know of or ever heard of, never had sex in their lives?
I'm sorry?
Do you know of any men that have never had sex in their lives?
Never had sex in their lives?
Yes. Think priesthood. Think nuns. Well, I guess monks.
What's your point?
You're opening up a whole other can of worms.
Well, people don't. There are people in the world that don't have sex. Those people are heterosexual, whether they're male or female. People that are homosexual, male, male or female. And there are people that don't have sex that are pedophiles. Should those people be hung from a lanyard?
Well, we are talking about violators, not people who have those thoughts.
Okay.
Hopefully
I think that's
get into a world where we are arrested for our thoughts.
Yeah, I can't see why anyone would disagree with you on that. I think you're pretty spot on with that assessment. As long as we're not going after people for what they think, I think that's fine. And if nobody's getting hurt, if there is no victim, in my opinion, there's no crime. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We continue. Ladies first. Anne, or Annie, I'm not sure which, is listening to KGOE in Eureka, California. Hello, Anne?
Yes.
Is it Ann or Annie?
Ann.
All right, here you are. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just thinking, listening to what your concern with the pedophiles, what about the impact on the victims? There doesn't seem to be a lot of concern about that.
What about the impact on the victims? Well, obviously, it's going to be a difficult situation for anybody who's been victimized in that way.
We've talked a lot about sex offenders, and I need to know exactly which victims are you talking about.
I'm talking about children.
Children.
I'm
which
not
crimes?
Talking about consenting young people.
You're talking about molested.
Yeah, okay, so children. So now, what's your concern as far as the impact on them?
Well, it changes their whole life.
Yes. So, okay, you and I agree that sex offense on children is bad.
I have a concern about a pedophile that, he is, some of his rights are being violated because he is going to have his email, whatever, monitored.
Monitored.
So my concern is about the victims.
Well, I think that...
And so I think there's different categories and perhaps a blanket coverage for everybody, the same thing, it wouldn't work. But if
that's what we have, though. There are some instances...
That may be wrong.
Well, there are some places where...
I think I would err on the side of the children.
You'd rather err on the side of the children if that means that a bunch of innocent guys go to jail or have to have give up their passwords or have to give up their login information?
What's the big deal about giving up a password?
Obviously, you don't care about privacy. You're not really interested in...
I do care about privacy, but I think that...
Well, that's the big deal. It's an invasion of their privacy, their ability to have their own email accounts and not have the prying eyes of some officious, busybody government bureaucrat going in there. And you're saying that's all right with you as long as just a few people who have hurt children have their privacy intruded on.
It's not just a few people. That's the problem.
How many of the 16,000 sex offenders in Georgia do you believe are people who have harmed real children?
Idea.
Right, I don't either. I don't either, but
you
it's not
either.
All
okay.
of them, that's for sure. In that 16,000, there are people that have engaged in consensual sex with teenagers, both the male and female variety. In that 16,000, there are probably people that have exposed themselves in public to urinate and things like that. And so you're saying it's no real big deal to you if those people have their privacy invaded?
Well, it's not the best scenario, but if it protects a group of children, I think they may have to give up something.
So because the government is inefficient and virtually useless and has to group all of these people
you
into the same category.
You understand that you're going after those children's rights, too. When you compromise one person's rights, you're compromising everyone's. If they can take the passwords and email addresses of people who haven't been sentenced to that by a judge, if they take those, they can take them from you. If you haven't been sentenced by a judge, what's to stop the government from coming after you?
You're going at the worst scenario.
Well, it gets worse as time goes on, Anne,
our government slaughtered the Native American population. They incarcerated Japanese Americans without trials.
Ancient history.
Ancient history, Mark. What are you talking about?
An entire 60 years ago, 70 years ago, Anne.
Let's go forward. We're not, you're bringing up
I'm using history to show a pattern, because if I can't use history to show a pattern, you can't show patterns, Anne. And I'm showing you that governments use information on a regular basis to violate people's rights. I think it's fine if a sex offender is sentenced for whatever reason to give up their passwords. That's something entirely different. However, going after a group of people, because it might save one child's life.
I'm talking about people that are being sentenced. I'm not talking about just the whole population.
Well,
I mean, I think you're changing what you're saying.
The
as
whole
we
population
go along.
Of what? Convicted? See, here's where we're missing it. Okay, so they may have been sentenced to something, which you have too if you paid a speeding ticket. You were arrested with that violation and you were sentenced to the fine that you paid.
You're
so,
reaching.
I'm not reaching, Anne. Listen to what I'm saying. If you're not sentenced to give up your password, then you shouldn't have to give up your password. Some bureaucrat, lawmaker shouldn't be able to pass some law 30 years after you committed your crime and then make you give up a password.
So you don't think a pedophile should be required to give up their password?
If they are sentenced at trial to have to give up their passwords.
Too subtle for people,
entirely
Mark. I don't think they're getting what you're saying.
You're changing.
You initially you said that they were requiring the password to be given up for everybody.
They
I'm talking
are
about pedophiles.
I'm distinguishing between ex post facto for you. Do you know what that word means?
Enlighten me.
It means that you cannot be punished for something that you do that is not illegal, or you can't be punished for something at a later date that suddenly becomes illegal. So what I'm saying is that they can't come back and sentence you again for your sex offense. And if that sentence is giving up your password, they can't do it. It's wrong. It's illegal.
But they can.
It's a violation of the highest law in the land.
They don't
and
care.
And if a legislator proposes it, they should be tried for treason, in my opinion.
You know, I want to talk about the children coming back. Thanks, Anne, for the call. Appreciate it. More coming up with your calls as well as Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, which apparently has been having a little bit of trouble tonight, but it's kind of up and down. So if you're having trouble getting on, my apologies. We will get that wrapped up here shortly. Freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, so at least you're not paying for intermittent service. 800-259-9231. So we continue here. I'm going to get back to the calls here in a moment. I just want to comment briefly. We had Ann on the line, and she was talking about the children, anything for the children. Infringe upon as many people's rights as you possibly can, as long as a few guys who've harmed children are punished. It doesn't matter what happens to all those other folks. It doesn't matter.
You're being
Mark,
somewhat hyperbolic.
It doesn't
that's
matter.
All she said,
it, that is essentially what she was saying. She was saying. I asked her the question about the 16,000 people in Georgia, the sex offenders that were going to be forced to give up their passwords and usernames and email addresses to the government. And she said, well, she doesn't necessarily agree with some of it, but whatever it takes to go after the guys that are harming children. So therefore, just brush aside everybody else's rights. None of it matters as long as the children are in the picture. Well, what about the children?
Children are going to become adults one day, and if you compromise adults' rights, then you're compromising children's rights in the future.
Right. The children, I didn't even want to talk about them becoming adults. I wanted to talk about them becoming teenagers. Because what we're talking about here is a precedent that will be set that certain criminals who have been labeled sex offenders will have to give up their login information to the internet websites they visit. Right. That's what we're talking about here. That's what the state of Georgia is doing. They're forcing all 16,000 sex offenders to give up their internet passwords and usernames. So that precedent will be set, and if it's not overturned in court, then you can expect to see it expand out. Remember, that's what we started the show out by mentioning, that government programs get bigger, they get more intrusive, they get more expansive, more oppressive than ever. So if that expands out from there and they start demanding usernames and passwords of other criminals, maybe people that have been convicted of bomb building. You know, you got to make sure they don't have any bomb information in their email box. Or maybe people that have been convicted of armed robbery. Whatever. Any other criminals, because it's easy to pick on criminals. Then it probably won't be long before, well, teenagers are caught up in all this. Because, well, what
is... It's very easy to make a teenager a criminal.
A bag of marijuana?
Love to go after.
Bag of marijuana or something like maybe...
You don't think people are texting or using emails to get marijuana these
days?
You
better believe they are. And how about this? How about... we've certainly seen the stories where teenagers will have pictures on their MySpace or their Facebook profiles of them doing things that, oh, they aren't legally allowed to do, but we all know teenagers are quite interested in doing, like drinking or smoking marijuana or something like that, or, you know, taking their clothes off. So let's say that some teenagers go ahead and get themselves caught, because some schools will troll through the various different MySpace profiles of their students looking for naughty behavior. And then little Johnny gets called in, you know, this 14-year-old Johnny who went to the high school party over the weekend, got photographed with a bottle of Jack Daniels in his hand. That picture ends up on MySpace. He gets called into the office. Hey, we see this picture here. Looks like you're in trouble. We're going to bring you up on possession of alcohol charges, and now you're going to have to hand over your MySpace passwords. Is it that much of a stretch to suggest they'll go this direction? I don't think it is.
Not to mention that it's a stupid law that cannot be enforced, because Johnny's just going to go make another MySpace page, and he's going to call himself John.
He very well could, but if he was caught doing that, that could be an extra violation. That could be another crime, because then you're avoiding the eyes of the state. You had agreed that they had demanded your passwords, and you ran an end run around them, and they could then be even more upset as a result of that if they discovered your secret accounts. Anyway, I'm just suggesting that that's where things could go, because that's what happens with the government. It expands out from whatever it is currently doing. Let's continue with your calls about what you want, and we'll talk to, I believe we have Steve on the line. Steve in Charleston, listening to WSCFM.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Steve, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, my question is, what is your definition of sex offender?
Well, it's not my definition that counts. It's the politician's definition of sex offender that counts. And the one that they use is anybody that they decide. And it includes people that pee behind trees. It includes people that have sex with, like a 19-year-old that has sex with a 17-year-old, or a 17-year-old that has sex with a 15-year-old. There are all kinds of definitions
Actually,
that you and I wouldn't use.
Yeah, well. That's not totally true. Peeing behind a tree is called indecent exposure.
John, do you know all the laws in all 50 states? I shouldn't ask the question. You don't know all the laws in all 50 states, Steve, because the fact is, yes, it is a sex offense in some states.
In many places, yeah.
It may not be in South Carolina. I couldn't tell you.
Well, I can tell you that in the state of Louisiana, in the state of South Carolina, it's called indecent exposure.
It's called that in other places, too.
Just because it's called indecent exposure doesn't mean it's not a sex crime. Do you think that every sex crime has the word sex offense in it?
Okay, what's the definition of sex?
I have no idea.
Ask Bill Clinton.
Go pick up your nearest law book or your law dictionary and go look it up. I mean, they can define things however they want to.
You know, but he was. What's the definition of his? But you know, my point being is that we just passed a law where 16-year-olds can have sex with anybody up into a geriatric state.
Thank goodness. Sensible legislation, in my opinion. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I vote against it, but anyway.
Why?
Why
do you vote against it? 16-year-olds in your mind aren't able to consent to sex?
It's okay for you to decide who you have sex with, not other people, though.
No, that's not the point. The point was is that the statute that the Senate had actually passed and they were actually enforcing was that 16 can have sex with anybody up to the age of whatever, 100 plus. But what they were holding on to was sex between 14 and 18-year-olds. Now, at this point in time, a 16-year-old can have sex with a 14-year-old all the way up to a 100-year-old.
So?
And I wanted to keep it in, you know, perspective that, you know, let's just limit teenagers to, or at least 14-year-olds to have sex, you know, within a limited
Right. And if they have sex, you'll put them in a jail cell, right?
No, I won't put them in jail cell. The point is...
Oh, well, that's what happens to people that have
unfortunately, the people that are going to do what it is that you say that you would like done are.
What would you suggest for these 14-year-olds that are out there having sex, experimenting, as many teenagers do?
Well, when I was 14, I would suggest go for it.
No. You were just saying a moment ago that you didn't think that this should happen.
All I said was that the law of South Carolina...
It sounded to me like you said you were in favor of making it so these teenagers cannot have sex. Did I misunderstand you?
Yes, you did, because, I mean, you know, they're going to have sex, whether they do it at 14 up to 18 or whether they do it from 16 up to 100. I mean, it really doesn't matter.
So then you're okay with that. You're saying that that's fine by you, that they should not be punished. If that's what you're saying, then I apologize because I misunderstood.
No, I'm sorry, Mark, but that's not the point.
I'm Ian. Mark's over there.
Okay, sorry.
It's all right.
But the point is that's what the state has passed. I mean, that's their law.
Okay, Steve, the fact is, what we're trying to say is that people that are old enough to decide to have sex are old enough to decide with whom to have sex. Do you understand?
Do you agree with that?
Yes, I mean, if you make a decision, a conscious decision to have sex, then fine.
And you believe that a 16-year-old...
And I can do that with an 80-year-old even if I'm 15?
Yeah, in the state of South Carolina, yes.
And you're okay with that. That's fine by you.
Well, I mean, that's a little perverse for me.
Yeah,
but
I agree that it's perverse.
You wouldn't hurt them.
I'm with you that it's a little weird.
You wouldn't put them in a jail cell if they did.
Oh, hell no.
That's good. I'm with you, man. Thanks for the call.
Sorry for the confusion.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It sounded like he was against that. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to the ladies. Janet is on the line listening in Austin. Janet, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
What a show you guys have tonight. It's blowing my mind.
What part?
Well, all of it. I mean, you know, from Clinton being it's okay for Clinton to have sex in the... in the office, and I don't know what y'all take.
Janet, let me just point something out here. I wasn't defending Bill Clinton as a president. I think that all of the presidents are scum, and I think politicians are trash, and I think the federal government should be shut down. But as far as his sex life, it's none of my damn business.
Well, I don't agree, because I think that your comment also says that you don't agree. Your comment was that you just want them to honor their oath. You want them to honor their creed. You want them to honor this and that and the other. But they don't have to honor their marriage. They don't have to be decent in public. They don't have to
honor
any
of their private problems. And we'll come back with you, Janet. We'll let you continue here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Your toll-free number to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever you need to buy in life, they've got it. 41 categories in which to shop, free super saver shipping on a whole lot of items, even used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and when you shop through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com. You can go over there and get a free account today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure.
All right, we continue with your calls. Janet is still on the line with us listening in Austin, and Janet, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get out what you had to say, so go ahead.
Well, you know, I was just, I didn't call in to debate you on anything. I just called in to try to make some statements, if you will allow that. Because I know you have a completely different idea than I do because
well,
I listen to
you. We may want to ask you questions about your statements because this is a conversation, but go ahead.
Okay, well, that's great. Yeah, I just wanted a chance to say this, and that is that, you know, what I've heard so far from you, and you may correct me if I'm wrong, is that consensual sex it's just fine no matter what age or who you are, and it's all private. And I have to tell you that sex is one of the greatest moral attributes to a moral society. And whether or not we are having sex honorably, whether it's in, you know, respected relationships, whether it's, I mean, you know, orgies. People back in the Roman times were having orgies, and that really wasn't considered moral.
Well, in the Roman times, Jesus said that he who's without sin should cast the first stone. Are you going to cast some stones at some people that are humping around on their husbands and wives?
Well, yeah, I am going to cast.
Now, Jesus, in terms of morality, I mean, you're just talking about morality here, and I thought, you know, usually we bring up Christianity when we, you know, morality gets brought in this country, and you know, Jesus came to preach against the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were the, you know, they were the at the time the religious leaders who would have people, you know, stick to these religious laws of theirs, and they would have people stoned, and you know, they would be sort of the instigators of the punishments of these moral laws. Would you define yourself as a Pharisee?
No, I wouldn't, and I wouldn't.
I think Jesus would.
I would not define my statement as throwing stones, meaning that literally I would throw stones at someone.
Would you incarcerate
I'm just
someone?
I'm trying to talk about morals.
What would you have done?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm totally sorry. If you're just talking about morality, that's something entirely different.
If you are one of those men who are lustful and you lust after something, and then you go into politics, wouldn't your lust, if it's destructive and lust, where you would have sex with anyone for anything and tell them to get the...
Well, we can't have you on the air. This is a radio program. Naughty, naughty. I thought you were all concerned about morals. Apparently, curse words are not immoral in her world.
Well, I don't see that. I actually don't see curse words as being an immoral thing.
I don't either,
but
certainly
they're legislated against when it comes to this, you know, the government.
Yeah, well, no, I agree with you, but certainly people that take very highfalutin moral positions like her
often
tend to.
We're making generalizations there. The fact is, the Bible doesn't say anything about it. They didn't have the F-bomb back in 2000. Years ago, they had things like called curses, like may the, and God said, don't curse, like may the fleas of 1,000 camels infest your rear end, you know, those kind of things.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sure that some societies had the equivalent of F-bomb. However, you know, the society that wrote the Bible, and for whatever reason, that's the one we look at.
Yet another caller who is so concerned with the sexual lives of politicians. Doesn't it bother you that these are men and women, these politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, doesn't it bother you that they are men and women who wield power over the lives of others, that they harm people as a regular daily occurrence? The government is, of course, nothing more than an agency with a monopoly over coercive force that does damage to people's lives on a day-in, day-out basis. But you're concerned with who they're having sex with? 1-800-259-9231. I wish we could have kept her because I wanted to ask more questions about what she would have done to these immoral people. But anyway, we'll continue with your calls instead. And we'll talk to Joe, listening in South Carolina to WSC FM. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Joe?
You're not going to drop the F-bomb, are you, Joe?
No, man. Actually, I do have something to talk about with cursing and everything, but I wanted to just state that the term sex offender is... or the category sex offender is far too broad. They classify anything to be a sex offender. That guy, Steve, a minute ago, doesn't really know what he's talking about. I live in Charleston County.
Mm-hmm.
I also work very closely with Charleston County Sheriff's Office and the Beach Patrol. And just to give you guys an example of this, over the summer, there was a group of 18 to 21-year-old college males partying on the beach a little bit, you know, drinking, hanging
out.
There was a woman with her 7-year-old child about 50 yards down from her, from them on the beach. These guys, one of them turns around, urinates on the beach. This woman and her child see this. A couple of the other guys decide that they want to take a dip nude in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
They go out there and start swimming. They also witness this. The woman became very offended. She called the cops. Those guys were arrested for indecent exposure. But they were also registered as sex offenders.
Absolutely. I mean, we're trying to get that point through to him. I don't know if we were successful at that. I mean, the call ended up being all right. But yeah, just because they call it indecent exposure doesn't mean it's not categorized as a sex offense. In many places, it absolutely is. So now
sometimes breastfeeding in public can be it's the same thing.
Yes.
I mean, this is just crazy it is. And, you know, my wife, we have a 10-month-old child, and, you know, she's discreet, and she can do it without you really knowing what's going on. But heck yeah, she's breastfed in public.
Yeah, like the question becomes, you know, when is this going to end? You know, how far is too far for them to go ahead and just throw someone in that sexual
predator? It is getting worse.
When you have an industry that makes money off of putting people in prison, there is no end to it.
It's getting worse. They're going after teenagers for taking nude pictures of themselves now. I mean, it just keeps spiraling down. And this, you know, the lady that called a moment ago, Janet, she's talking about all these moral things, and we don't know if she wanted to enforce her morals, but we know a lot of people do. We know a lot of people have their very well-defined moral set, and they believe that their moral set should be forced upon everybody else at the threat of violence.
sense. I don't think there's anything wrong with going for a skinny dip or taking a pee if you have to go to the bathroom. I think going to the bathroom is a very natural thing, and I think being naked and going into the water is also a very natural thing.
I think peeing on the beach is gross.
Well, maybe he peed in the bushes. Who knows?
No, it was right on the beach.
Right on the beach?
There you go.
Yeah, but that's kind
of
gross.
This is what really is what you have here is a tragedy of the common situation,
yes.
Because this is a beach open to the public,
yep.
And therefore, that's something that they, it's
should be private
property.
It should be private.
If it was Disney World and you stood in the middle of, I can't remember what the name of that darn place, right in front of Cinderella's palace there,
yeah.
And took a whiz on the sidewalk in front of God and everybody,
yeah.
Well, then Disney World is going to have to take care of you.
As
they're going
to
escort you out. They're going
to
have somebody come and clean up the mess. You know, this is the way private property works. The problem is the beach is owned by the public.
You're right. You're absolutely right. If those beaches were private, then that problem never would have occurred because the kids that wanted to party could go to the party beach and the family beach would be, clear of men peeing in public. So it would solve all those problems. Any other thoughts for us, Joe?
Yeah, I just want to let this resonate on your brain a little bit. In South Carolina, speaking of profanity, I don't know all the details exactly, so you guys might want to, look up.
We did the story last night.
Are you talking about the profanity law?
Yep, your state senator proposed a law where somebody could receive up to 5 years and a $5,000 fine for cursing in public.
Oh,
I said cursing,
man. Like,
should be cussing.
The question becomes, who, first off, I mean, I can have an intelligent conversation without using curse words.
Not
like I'm afraid of losing my curse words or anything, but who has the right to decide which words are bad? And who even decided that these words are bad? I mean, people, because they're taught that from the time, that they're a small child not to use these words.
The politicians have the right to decide, and if you say otherwise, you're an American boy.
Right, and apparently it's the, apparently it's specific words that are bad and not the replacement words like frack or flip or other things that you can say in their place. Or is it the intention that's bad?
I've got no Vulcan idea what you're talking about.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231 as we continue here. Ladies first, Gail. Listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Gail.
How are y'all?
Hey, how are
y'all doing tonight?
Super, Gail. What's on your mind?
I'll first say this, and this is why I'm making this decision. I was sexually abused by my father growing up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Your actual father?
Yes, my father.
Oh,
now,
my.
Did you know this at the time? Did you know this all your life, or did you find this out by, talking to a therapist?
I figured it out myself by reading the Bible. I got into a Bible study group at my church, and they helped me through it.
Well, I want to continue.
How old were you at the time?
We'll get to the details here in a moment. If you can come back with us, we'll bring you back here after the news. More with Gail, hopefully. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.